Are the regional building approvals all right for Far North Queensland? Well, let's find out with Pete Faulkner from Conus Business Consulting. He's our regular consultant when it comes to this kind of data because it's hard to understand, or at least I find it. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Keir. How are you?
I am well. So regional detail, residential building approvals data. Now, it looks as though we're still continuing that downwards trend, but at the very least, we're doing better than the southeast corner.
Yeah, that's true. Things are still drifting down. It depends how you look at these numbers. They're quite a confusing data set, as you said. The important thing to realise with building approvals is that they are a very kind of lagged indicator of what we're likely to see with residential construction going forward. Generally, 6 to 9 months you'd expect to see the kind of actual construction start on the ground for these numbers. So given that we're seeing the trend at the moment down in the Cairns region around about 12.5% on a year-by-year basis, that's indicating to us that we're not likely to see any kind of significant pickup in the construction industry through the first kind of half of 2019. And as you know, despite the fact that we've been seeing a lot of what looks like great construction, in fact is great construction, with cranes on the skyline and hotels going up, what we're not seeing behind that is a good deal of residential construction. And as a result, the construction industry generally has actually been pretty weak in Cairns. Construction employment over the 12 months to August, which is the latest data we've got, is down just over 2,000. So the construction industry not doing too well, and these numbers are suggesting that there's no turnaround in that, certainly within the first sort of half of 2019.
Which is exactly what Masters Builders have been talking about over the last 6 months or so, saying, you know, predicting that this trend was going to continue, talking about the first homeowners grant as being an issue, potentially the tightening of the kind of guidelines that banks are using for you know, providing loans as well. But, Pete, we are still, as I say, doing better than some other locations.
Yeah, we are. As I say, we're down about 12.5% on a year-by-year basis. The greater Brisbane area, which includes obviously the major city but also the metropolitan area around it, is down just over 17% for the year. The state as a whole is down 12%, so we're doing pretty much the same as the state average, but greater Brisbane itself is doing somewhat worse, and that's on the back of a slowdown in unit construction. As we know, if you're going to look at units, you'd be looking predominantly at greater Brisbane and to a lesser extent the Gold Coast as well. And what we've seen in Greater Brisbane has been a significant slowdown in unit approvals, and that's being reflected in that slowdown for the Greater Brisbane area in general. And you're absolutely right about the tightening in lending conditions that APRA have put in place, largely in a response to the boom in prices that we were seeing in Sydney and Melbourne, and that's certainly having some impact on regional areas where getting lending, particularly for investment purchases, has become more difficult. And in Cairns also, we do have the issue that the existing housing stock, particularly units in Cairns, is still quite weak. And what that means is that there's not a great deal of impetus for people to buy or build new units when you can pick up relatively cheap existing homes and units in particular. So there are a number of factors that are pushing the construction industry into weaker territory in Cairns. And as I say, these numbers certainly aren't suggesting any turnaround anytime soon.
No, it seems like there might be some space for some monetary policy here to be enacted by the government. Look, Pete, as always, we appreciate you unpacking the data for us. Thank you.
No worries, Keir. You have a good day.
You too. Pete Faulkner from Conus Business Consulting, running a